All right, a pleasure to be back with you. Boy, this is going to be a good game today. The Brewers and Giants wrap up this four-game series. We're joined by Todd Rosiak. He covers the Brewers for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Todd, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing all right, Marty. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing well. Boy, you have had quite a week, I want to tell you, of covering this Brewer team. I'm anxious to get your reaction to the Minnesota series and, of course, the first three games of this series. What do you think?
Yeah, it's definitely has been a roller coaster. That's a baseball season, though, isn't it? A lot of highs, a lot of lows, and some crazy stuff in between. For the Brewers, splitting that two-game series in Minnesota, I think you go out of there feeling good about that if you're them. The series here so far in San Francisco has not really gone according to plan. I think if a couple breaks had gone the Brewers' way, they very easily could have won the first three games of the series. But as everybody knows, that spectacular implosion by Josh Hader on Friday night and then the bases-loaded balk call yesterday were both pretty costly and wound up costing the Brewers the game. So they got a nice young pitcher on the mound starting today for them in Aaron Ashby, and they'll try going for the split and head into the break on an up note.
Todd, why the switch today from Jason Alexander to Aaron Ashby? Of course, he's related to the great Andy Ashby. We remember him. But will Alexander be a piggyback today with Ashby, or why is Ashby starting?
Yeah, exactly. It'll be a piggyback. You know, with the break coming up, the Brewers have, I wouldn't say throwing caution to the wind, but they feel comfortable in extending their pitchers a little bit more. So with Aaron Ashby, I think you can probably comfortably expect him to go, I would say, four, maybe five, and then Alexander slotting behind him. Ashby's numbers have not been particularly impressive so far this season, but he has really good stuff and definitely capable of shutting down an offense when he's on. So I definitely can understand the reasoning for making the move. And, you know, from their perspective, I think it makes great sense.
Well, Ashby is one of those swing guys, we like to say, 17 games, 11 starts for him, but 68 innings, 9 homers given up, so you'll tell us about the home run ball, but 32 walks, 81 strikeouts, 68 innings, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, he throws hard, he's got a really nasty sinker, he throws a slider a lot as well. Like with most young pitchers, I think, you know, strike zone command can be an issue for him at times. And you'll see that with the home runs, like you mentioned, the walk total can be a little bit high. He's prone to bouts of wildness. Something to watch today is as well as he tends to not perform as well when he gets ahead of hitters for whatever reason. So, you know, that's something that clearly they'll work on with him as he gets a little bit older and develops. But in the coming years, I think they feel like he's going to be potentially their next Corbin Burns, their next Brandon Woodruff, really their next homegrown, really good starting pitcher.
Boy, interesting. Aaron Ashby, the lefty, goes today for the Brewers. 5 stolen bases, no caught stealing. And as Todd just said, that first pitch, the Giants love jumping on that first pitch. That is their thing lately. 11 for 23. Off of Ashby on that first pitch. So that's something I think to look for today, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, clearly there's no secrets in baseball, though. I think the book is out on pretty much everybody. So those guys, I'm sure, have a good scout and a good game plan going in against them. It'll be up to the Brewers and Ashby to respond.
Todd, let's talk Brewers here. The reaction to Hader giving up the home run to Minnesota that lost that game. And then, of course, the all-time implosion on Friday night. We've never had it in baseball before with 2 homers in an inning in the 9th inning, plus in a walk-off grand slam. But what's the reaction from Hader and the ball club? Well, what's it like for him now?
You know, after the game, obviously, I think it was kind of everybody was just stunned because you just don't see that. To put it in perspective, Josh Hader gave up 6 earned runs in that 9th inning on Friday. He gave up 8 earned runs in the entirety of the 2021 season, just to kind of put that in perspective. It's just a crazy game. But again, you know, it's the quote we hear all the time. It's baseball. And it seems like every day you come out and you see something you never expect to see. So there's no panic. There's certain Josh Hader's been through tough situations before. He'll get through this one. I know they're confident and they're comfortable in him, closing games and getting back to being the all-star that he is after the break. He did have some kind of extenuating circumstances this season. His wife had been going through kind of a difficult pregnancy, so he was with the team, and he would take some time off, come back, be off again. So, not to make excuses, but he has had some stuff on his mind as well. So I think everybody's just looking at it as give him these days off during the break. You know, he bowed out of the All-Star game and in order to be able to go home and spend time with his wife and newborn. And, get back in the second half and press that reset button and get back to being the Josh Hader that everybody knows he can be.
If the Brewers have a closing situation today, a save situation today, does he come in?
That's a very good question. I'll be interested to see that. If I had to guess, I would go with Devin Williams. I would think it would be Devin Williams, but you just don't know. Craig Council told us before the game it's going to kind of be an all-hands-on-deck game here. As we talked about with the break coming up, they feel they can do that. So if it is a one-run, two-run, three-run game, it's going to be interesting to see what buttons Craig Council does push there at the end.
Boy, Devin Williams is fabulous, the numbers, and you can just go through that a little bit with us. But he's now an all-star as well for the first time. How about that?
Yeah, he's really good. It's a good story. This is a guy who was a 2013 second-round draft pick of the organization, started out as a starter, didn't have a lot of success, blew out his elbow. They switched him to the bullpen in the minor leagues, and he really took to that. And since he's been in the big leagues with the Brewers, he's been tremendous, gotten better every year. He was reliever of the year and rookie of the year in 2020, the pandemic year. Last year had a little bit of a drop-off, but that's to be expected over the course of an entire season. And this year, after a little bit of a slow start, he's just been unhittable. He hasn't given up a run since May 10th. He's got that killer changeup that everybody calls the airbender that he combines with the four-seamer. And he's just really been unhittable. So talk about an abundance of wealth at the back end of the bullpen for the Brewers.
Great story. Great story. Love watching him pitch, the way he mixes everything up. All right, so what do the Brewers do? Now, look, I've watched them here for the three games. I see some of the games on TV. They don't hit a lot, and I don't think it's any mystery here. We've talked about it over the weekend. What do they do at the deadline here, August 2nd? Do they make a big move here?
I don't know if it'll be a big move, but I think you can pretty much bank on them making several moves. David Stearns has always been aggressive at the trading deadline. The owner, Mark Adonazio, is a guy who is not afraid to spend a little extra money if it helps the team down the stretch. And, I would expect one, maybe two bats to be added, and also the Brewers looking for a little bit of help in the front end of the bullpen as well. They're obviously well-stocked in the back end with Hader Williams and Brad Boxberger, but it's been a little bit shaky up front due to some injury problems. So, once that trading deadline hits on August 2nd, I fully expect to see several new Brewers in uniform as they, kind of gird up for the stretch run.
You know, they've had trouble in this series. They live by the home run. The Giants do not give up home runs. To me, it looks like the Brewers have to find it. You know, more people have put the ball in play because their batting average is down in the 230s as well.
Yeah, and as you've seen, the Brewers struggle when they can't hit home runs, or when they're in an environment like this and facing a pitching staff that doesn't give them up. So it's not a good combination for them. It's been something that's been ongoing for the last several years, just being very homer reliant. And to be quite honest, I think in the offseason they're going to have to rethink their philosophy a little bit and maybe make some changes, because what they have right now doesn't look to be a unit that's going to sustain them for a long haul in the postseason. But that's why David Stearns makes the big bucks, right?
That's right. Harvey's Wallbangers, they want him back.
Yeah.
Bring Gorman Thomas back and the rest of them. That's the Brewer legacy of hitting the long ball. And they're in a park where you can hit it out. Posey loved hitting there as well. Todd Rosiak is with us. He covers the Brewers, as you could tell, for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Craig Council, I love him. I think he's an excellent manager. I think he's the dean of managers now in the National League. I could be wrong.
He is.
Yeah, he wears that expression on his face. You know what I mean? Some managers are just stone-faced. But this guy, when things are not going well, you could just read his mind. I like him. I like him a lot.
Yeah, he's a guy who I'm sure everybody knows the story, but born and raised in the Milwaukee area. So what better person to have facing frontward from your organization than a guy like Craig Counsell? And what he accomplished as a player, as a guy who, you know, physically didn't have the greatest skills, but he carved out a 16-year career. Won two World Series rings, was just a tremendous competitor, and he's carried that over into the dugout. And the job that he's done since taking over in 2015 with no coaching experience, let alone no managerial experience, has been incredible. He's got great respect across the league for managers and players alike. He handles the clubhouse very well, and that's not surprising as a former player. Just a home run hire in every respect with regard to how the Brewers view him. And I would certainly expect him to be in that position for a long time to come as well.
Well, he got a couple of big hits in his career, I'll tell you that. And he's been a lot of fun to cover as a player and as a manager. All right, the St. Louis Cardinals, Milwaukee Brewers, you know, both could get in. One may get in. Who knows what's going to happen? How do you see it?
It's very interesting because the Brewers are very pitching heavy, light on the hitting. The Cardinals are very heavy on the hitting, light on the pitching. So I think it's going to come down to what moves each team makes at the deadline and those head-to-head games down the stretch. So, you know, they've got to also have – both teams also have to make hay in the games against the Reds, Pirates, and Cubs, the three, you know, bottom feeders in the division. And it's going to be very interesting. Craig Counsell just talked about that today, too. You know, you take all the injuries that the Brewers have suffered in the first half, you know, some of the inconsistency, and they're still in first place. So all the games that they're going to be playing in the second half are going to be meaningful, and they're definitely looking forward to it.
Boy, a lot to look forward to. Todd, thanks for being on. A pleasure to get you on. We'll catch up with you, I'm sure, as this season unfolds, because I think the Giants, Brewers, Cards, it's all going to be in the same mix here when this is all said and done. So enjoy the break, and let's hope for a good game today.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Oh, a pleasure. Todd Rosiak, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. All right, we've got baseball coming up. It is Aaron Ashby, the lefty, going for the Brewers, a piggyback game with Jason Alexander. And we'll see what the Giants can do with Ashby. No one on the Giants has seen him before other than Jock Peterson, who only has a walk against him. That is his only at-bat. And Logan Webb, of course, for the Giants. Enjoy the break. Kerry comes up next to talk to the Hall of Famer. Back with you next Saturday, Giants and Dodgers. More coming up, KMBR 6. That's right, Raph the Reed on the last one. Now it's time for this week's Community Spotlight, sponsored by Chilton Auto Body with 15 locations to serve you. This month's spotlight is on the San Francisco Foster Youth Fund.